Whether it is health, wealth, or relationships, we all have different desires and different goals and different intentions with our lives. So it is important for us to understand the mechanics of life and understand the nature of existence in order to systematically craft our lives the way we desire. So we will start with step one, which is the definitions. So before we start, we need to establish some definitions and we need to understand some concepts. So the first concept that we need to look at is karma. What is karma? The word karma is derived from the Sanskrit word kri, which stands for action. So whatever actions that we perform is karma. The physical actions that we perform, the mental actions, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings. So all of these different things constitute karma, and it will in turn create a data and a momentum for each of us. There are different aspects within karma, starting from evolutionary karma, which means the data that we have gathered from the process of evolution and the process of natural selection. And also there is genetic karma, which comes from our parents and our ancestors. And also there is karma from our previous lifetimes. So our soul passes through different bodies and will have different experiences within its lifetime. And all the actions and all the impressions that has been performed and that has been impressed upon that soul is collected as karma. And through all this, each of us have a memory which is embedded within us. And this memory is controlling us unconsciously. It is prompting us to take certain decisions and behave in a certain way without us being aware of it. So this is the power of karma. Karma dictates our lives and it is responsible for what we experience in this life. The second concept is destiny. Some of us think that our destinies are fixed and cannot be changed, whereas some say that our destinies are in our own control and we can change our destiny. But the right way to understand it is in this way. For those of us who are unconscious, who do not take account of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the destiny for us is fixed because of the karmic data that we have. The overall data or the memory that we have because of karma has created a certain personality for us. And this personality is dictating the way we behave, the way we act, and the way we perceive this world. Because of this, we are attracting different events and situations and experiences in this life. So all of these things are happening unconsciously. The karmic data has created a set destination for our lives. And this destination is destiny. So for all of us who are unconscious about this knowledge and who are unconsciously going through life, the destiny for us is fixed. But for those who wake up and those who become conscious of their personalities, who become conscious of their thoughts and feelings and emotions and consciously turn them to a different direction, the destiny can be changed. So the destiny can be changed for a person who is conscious. For an unconscious person, the destiny is fixed. This is how we need to understand the nature of reality. Then we need to understand consciousness. Consciousness is the fundamental reality of this existence. It is the principal substance in which everything arises and onto which everything subsides. It is the very substance with which this entire universe is created. So consciousness is the most powerful, the most subtle, and the most fundamental element in creation. The fourth and the last concept that we need to understand is individual subtle bodies. Our subtle bodies are nothing but our minds. Our mind is a product of our karma. So, whatever karmic data and karmic memory we have from the past, that has created a certain kind of a subtle body or a certain kind of mind for us to use in this life. This mind that we have now is a bundle of certain thoughts and feelings and emotions and belief systems. And these things are dictating our current lives. Our subtle bodies are nothing but our minds. Now let us come to step 2. Here we need to understand what consciousness is. The Advaita Vedanta says that all of our subtle bodies and our minds and different objects and different galaxies and everything that we see in this universe comes from the pure consciousness. And all these infinite manifestations of the universe is just a projection within that consciousness. So we are all connected and we are all one in consciousness. By understanding the nature of reality as it is, as explained by Advaita Vedanta, we understand the logic behind morality. We do not do things which are harmful to others or the planet for the purpose of our personal benefit. So here it is important for us to realize that at the fundamental level, we are all one. But we are having this individual experiences because of our minds and because of the manifested reality. Step 3. The power of the subtle over the gross. We can look at this existence in this way. The most subtle thing in this universe is consciousness. Consciousness is the most subtle element of existence. And the most gross or the least subtle element in this existence is our physical bodies or matter, which are the objects that we see in this world. So here we need to realize that the one which is most subtle is the most powerful, and the one which is least subtle is the least powerful. And hence consciousness is the most fundamental and is the most powerful thing in this existence. We need to understand this, because when we try to change the gross objects from the place of the subtle, it is much more easy to do so than to control the physical matter in the physical level. So whatever is subtle is always powerful than the gross. Our minds are more powerful than the physical body. And how we keep our minds determines how we live our lives. And something which is more subtle to the mind itself is the consciousness within which the mind emerges. If we start to identify our true nature, and if we realize that our true nature is consciousness, and if we start creating from the place of consciousness or pure awareness, then the entire process of creation becomes very easy. In step 4, we need to understand that our personalities create our personal realities. Like we talked about earlier, the karmic data or the karmic memory that is associated with our subtle bodies is responsible for our personalities that we have today. So our personality is a reflection of our mind, and our mind is a reflection of the karmic memory that we hold. And the personality that we have right now is nothing but the way we act and the way we behave. The thoughts we think, the feelings that we go through on a day-to-day basis, all these things are responsible for the personality that we have today. And this personality is creating a personal reality. So whatever we are experiencing right now is because of a personality. The same thing can be experienced in a positive way by a person with a positive personality, and it can also be experienced in a negative way by a person with negative personality or negative tendencies. It is important for us to realize this. Our personalities are creating our personal realities. Step 5 is clarity. Now, all of these things that we went through is just a foundation, or it is a framework for us to understand the nature of reality. Now, we will start the process of reality creation. To start, we need clarity. We need clarity about 3 things: the what, the why, and the who. The what is simply, what do we want to do with our lives? If we can have anything in this life, what is that we wish to have? It can be anything. It can be your health, your physical appearance. It can be the relationships that we seek, and it can be wealth or abundance. So we need to first of all identify what is that we want to experience in this life. The second thing is why. we need to also think deeply about why are we asking for this or why do we want this? Because this should not be a demand of the ego. We should not wish something just for the gratification of our egos. We need to go deep within and we need to align with our true purpose in life and we need to find out what we truly want to experience in this life. And this answer can be got when we think about why we want the things we want. The third thing is who. Here we need to think about who do we need to be in order to attract those different things that we desire. So in the previous step, we identified that our personalities create our personal realities. Now we need to work on creating a new personality, which is in alignment with our desires and goals of life. And we also need to make note of this new personality. What are the different attributes of this new personality? What are the different thoughts that this new personality will have every day? How will this new personality feel every day? And what are the different belief systems that this new personality holds, which is congruent with the goals that you have? And also think about what are all the negative belief systems or limiting beliefs that your current personality has, which the new personality will not have. In this way, define the new personality and this will become the who. Now let us come to the last step, step 6, which is overcoming the inertia of karma to create consciously. We need to understand that the previous karmic data or karmic memory that we have has a certain momentum and it is driving our lives in a certain direction. And this momentum is powerful because this momentum is created because of thousands of years of evolutionary data and also thousands of years of experiences and impressions that you have gathered because of your past lives. But now as a conscious creator, you want to change the direction of your life. If you want to do so, you need to overcome the momentum that is set by the karma. Of course, this is possible. Many teachers and many philosophers have said so. But in order to do so, we need to be conscious. We need to live our lives consciously and we cannot be unconscious and expect for things to change. There are certain things that we need to look at in order to live our lives consciously. First of all, we need to be aware of our patterns of existence. Various belief systems that we hold right now, our different thoughts and feelings and emotions that we go through on a day-to-day basis, we need to first of all be conscious of them and look at the thoughts which are serving us and look at the thoughts that are not serving us. And we need to start eliminating the negative thoughts and feelings and belief systems which are holding us from living our ideal lives. Second point is we need to consciously move into our new personalities. So in the previous step, we crafted our ideal personality, which is congruent or which is in alignment with the desires and goals of our life. Now we need to consciously move into that new personality. This is possible through affirmations, which we can do twice a day. We can repeat different positive affirmations, which will help us move into that new personality. If you are looking to be healthy, you can have an affirmation which says, I am healthy right now. If you are looking to be wealthy, you can have an affirmation which says, I am wealthy right now. So as we start repeating these affirmations twice a day, once when we wake up and once before we go to sleep, slowly they start building some momentum and they help us integrate new thought patterns and new feelings in our minds. This will help us transition to a new personality or our ideal personality. Meditation is another important thing that we can do. Through meditation, we become conscious of our thought patterns and we go beyond our thoughts and we calm our minds. And this will help us to come out of our previous tendencies and unconscious thought patterns. So to conclude, we need to note that being is more important than doing. And by being our ideal self, we change our doing, which will give us results at the end. So most of us, instead of focusing on the being part, we focus on the doing part. right? We mechanically and forcibly try to change the circumstances of our lives by working hard. This is not a permanent solution. We need to first of all be conscious of our patterns of existence, and we need to focus on our being, which will eventually lead to a different kind of doing and which will bring the different results that we are looking to get from our lives. So this was about how to create our lives consciously the way we desire.